Watson Hall presents
Trail of the Loathsome Slime with Nick Marsh as the Keeper of Arcane Law.
We've done the recap.
Okay. Long ago. Can you remind me?
I know you were hoping to hear it.
All right. Well, in that case,
we're getting
for reasons which make perfect sense to all of you, you subsequently decide to join the Epsilon Pioneer and the British Birding Fuckers. What's it called? BBFS. I can't remember the...
Not the RSPB for legal reasons.
Definitely not the RSPB. The British Bird Fanciers Society?
Really? Okay.
Something like that.
That sounds a bit Confessions of a Window Cleaner, but still.
Oh, British Bird Preservation Society. This is the British Bird Preservation
Society.
So I shall bring the big vat of vinegar.
Not that kind of preservation.
Spirit of wine, double refined, that's what you want.
So I'd like you to tell me where you would fit in on this crew.
Just about anywhere, I'm fairly small.
This is the Epsilon Pioneer. It is a reasonable... So I think I've shown you it before, but here is
maybe.
The Epsilon Pioneer.
Okay,
it's a reasonable size vessel.
You have, because there's a helicopter
that looks like a Huey Cobra with floats, yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure it can't be.
Did they say where they bought that thing from?
They bought it from a chap. So I think they got it from Argentina. On the cheap.
Bullet holes free.
Bullet holes papered over.
Ventilation.
You go to the BPPS headquarters in London, where you are interviewed, and they allocate you a position on the crew. So I guess relevant skills that you could throw at me would be things like natural history, zoology, sailing or boating. I've altered one of the skills that is...
Is it the navigation sea air is actually your general seaman skills?
Yeah. I couldn't find a seamanship skill.
I have natural history 80. Why the hell do I have that?
You like birds.
I'm a doctor. There you go.
A
Why the hell
doctor?
Has a soldier only got navigation land of 10? I'm a captain.
You're a sailor, aren't you?
That's why you... Don't you use everyone else to do your...
No, I thought I was in the army, I think.
You were
Let me put it another way, Roger. Why the hell would a sailor have a navigation of sea air of 1?
They found what you were best at.
I mean, you ask that, but I'm an aristocrat and I've got 41.
Yeah.
You know the way they say the most dangerous thing in the world is a second lieutenant with a map and a plan. Well, they try to make you so you don't need a map.
I have got excellent hiding skills. Hides are, of course, used in birding.
Perhaps you went to ninja school.
I'm just going to point out
my... How's your mechanical repair?
Oh, yeah, because that would be useful, yeah. 60. But I'm just going to point out my recent experience with islands in the South Atlantic.
How did that go?
Very pertinent. We won.
Okay, there we go. That's how it went. There we go. That's the important thing. You're all allocated positions. Well, Ophelia. Oh, you're a seaman, aren't you?
I am indeed.
A sea lady.
Is that a mermaid?
I presume I'm actually with the mechanical skill of 80. I'm probably... They're probably going to stick me as the engineer.
Yes, certainly. They'll familiarise you with the engine. Shandy, not Sandilier, it's Shandilier.
Oh, I must have misspelled. What a shame.
No, it's a Sibboleth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you are sorry. we're fine. Everything's fine. Don't worry. All is fine.
How are you?
Large leak, very dangerous.
Wales.
You are setting off in October of 1983, because that will be summer in the South Atlantic, or approaching summer, spring.
Springtime.
And it's the best time to get to Griffin Island.
Ooh.
You can take... I'll give you a brief rundown of the ship, because... it won't be in any way relevant. And
yeah, we are going to do a full cargo manifest, obviously.
Yes, this is the manifest check at this point. It has two six-seater motor launches, which can go about 75 miles on the fuel. A two-seater helicopter, which can go about 160 miles. Four life rafts. A one-man hot air balloon. There are...
Why?
Does this guy Dave, and he contributes a lot to the society, and he has some opinions, Mum.
He's a close friend of the knitting society. You wouldn't knit a hot air balloon, would you?
No. Well, you could, but it wouldn't work very well.
Would you? Could you, really?
No, I want to touch on that. You wouldn't steal a car font.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I've got the web address for that somewhere. It's very
excellent.
Useful. It's easy to find, but, you know, yeah, you wouldn't miss a hot air balloon. Quite like that. Actually, it's a very good episode title. I mean, we could use it for all sorts of things.
Yeah. You are introduced... So you're flown... So where do you go from? Now I know... I've told you about Griffin Island. It's about 557 miles south of the Falklands.
So it's going to be a bit cold, even...
Do you know, I have to look...
So you are flown to...
Chile? Patagonia?
Oh, no, okay. Brazil? You're leaving from Bristol. On...
less dramatic.
A bit less exotic. I was
and when I say October, I mean January.
Mm-hmm.
October was when Corey, your good friend Corey, was murdered. You are to sail from Bristol to Dakar. Refuel there. Depart, arrive at... Recife. Recife, depart there for São Paulo, and then from São Paulo to Port Stanley. Good memories for Tom there. And then from Port Stanley...
I wonder if the ice cream man's there yet. Because just after the war, a guy took his ice cream truck to Port Stanley. Because that's what you need after there's been a massive invasion and a war in your home.
Mine would you? A bit of
ice an ice cream van, yeah. I think he might.
I think he did quite well, though, didn't he?
So it's a long old trip.
Know.
You're due to arrive in Griffin Island March the 1st. So nearly 2 months trip.
Okay.
You
so
are
just as the summer is ending. Yes, yes. Yeah. I seem to remember the captain may recall this, how well that worked.
Well, the Argentines didn't actually intend to invade around about then. I think they were going to leave it a bit later, but their hand was forced by some diplomatic shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. Diplomatic? Now that is
diplomatic.
A good word.
Yeah, which is kind of perverse, really, because the Foreign Office was in the process of getting ready to hand it over.
Yeah, it was almost like it was a total cock-up.
Mm.
Well, it was actually aggressive military junta in Argentina at the time. But that was a balls up for them because they lost their whole government and brought democracy to Argentina. So all's well that ends well.
Apart from the many, many people who died.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Apart from that. Well, then it ended. Anyway,
it did for them, yes.
To the captain... Captain David Warncliffe, and he looks like this, not the top one.
He looks like Brian Blessed.
He does. Well,
that's okay, as long as he doesn't look like Tom Baker.
I'll tell you what he looks like. He looks like, have you ever seen, is it North Sea Hijack?
Folks.
Roger Moore with a giant beard.
And cats and a stripy knitted hat, I think, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know that
No,
one.
You haven't seen that one. No, never mind. He grips your arm firmly. Tom, good to have you on board. In fact, he calls you captain.
Oh, no, there's only one captain here.
Quite right. Good lad. He introduces the rest of you to him. Introduce himself to you in order.
Yeah, that'd be weird. Yeah,
weird, wouldn't it? Tom, this is me. Nice to meet me, Tom.
Did I'm I miss, go
meeting
there,
Mike Yarwood?
Did I go there earlier? Because presumably I'm there as staff.
You're already aboard. In fact, you're there as staff. Tom's technically there as staff, but he's a bit more staff respected. Yes. The others of you have all got double berths, so you can choose. In fact, you can choose who you're going to bunk up with, but you're definitely bunking up with someone. The scientific director is Professor Eric Schmidt. He has written many important textbooks on penguins. Those of you with a natural history above 50 may have heard of
Paper was hard to come by back then.
Here's Professor Schmidt. Don't worry about that. The picture that keeps waving at you. And on board there is also Dr. Paul Gates, the ornithologist, bulky chap, a young, a bit like what's that? Sperm-filled masturbator. Anyway, one of them.
Sutherland.
You're not putting it down here.
He looks a bit like Donald Sutherland. And Dr. Norma Patterson, Dr. Singh. So there's quite a few members of the science team, four of them, in fact. one of them is Hans Gruber, but you can be...
sorry, what?
One of them is Hans Gruber.
Really?
Yeah, well, this was 1982 that it was... 1984 it was written, I guess. So
Hans Gruber, right.
Well, no, Hans Gruber will be replaced by Oliver Goodtime.
So we've got Schmidt, Patterson, Singh, Yates, did you say?
Yes, Dr. Yates.
As a doctor. So not Mike Yates, then?
No.
I'm just now picturing the... I could see Marcus doing it. Every NPC is named for a famous traitor.
Adam Schmidt, Paul Yates, Norman Patterson, Dr. Singh.
Dr. Singh will be replaced by our medical doctor, Dr. Crippen.
Dr. Bob Crippen?
Kate. Yeah. Kate Crippen.
Short for Bob.
I finally got the joke.
It's not a long way out of your wheelhouse, that joke.
No, it isn't.
I mean,
really,
it was very much pitched at you.
Dr. Blatheby, well, no, you've only got, who else have we got left? Shandy. What's your field of expertise, Shandy? You're a fart around, aren't you?
Log picking, Spanish, and swimming.
Can you use a camera?
In the sense that everyone can use a camera.
Glamour shots only.
You are given the job of the...
I'm good at boat.
You're given the job of mission... documenter, recorder. You're given a video camera and a several other smaller cameras. You're replacing Dr. Blatheby.
I don't know if I've got the strength for a video camera. I've seen 80s video cameras.
It's more of a cine camera.
They weren't absolutely enormous. They were
just one of those.
Okay. Little video
they were
thing.
Big,
you
they
could
were
hold
shoulder
it.
Mounted.
No, in the mid-80s, my mum had one that was handheld.
I'm not going to complain. I've got the Dr. Spock thing.
Watch Max Headroom.
Well, they weren't all... Yeah.
Depends. I mean, if you're talking about, you know, like a home video camera, yeah. There were some smaller ones, but they're still quite big. I mean, the shoebox size.
Well, Shandy's got one.
They needed to be big enough to put a cassette in, didn't they?
Yeah, a VHS cassette of that.
Oh, Betamax?
Or Betamax, but
all those little ones that then had to go into an adapter to actually play back on anything else.
Ophelia, you'll be replacing Jeff Philpott.
What was the captain's name
as
again?
The chief engineer, if that's all right.
Cool.
you know your way around a ship. We have the first mate, David Erickson. Second mate, Arnold Rothman. Eric Duff, the loudmouth bigot. And who else? Who haven't I assigned yet? I think everyone's got their positions, haven't they?
I've written down some of those.
Yeah, I can't remember what I was actually doing.
I don't know who anybody is, but anyway.
Are you going to bunk up with? There are
more women than men in this group, I think.
Well, the women will be given staterooms, which are two to a berth.
I mean, basically, Oliver, I think, is the only person. So Oliver. Could I just ask you who the captain was again? I've not got his name down.
Captain, you can call him Roger, but he is Captain David Warncliffe.
Oh, I thought that was Schmidt.
No, Schmidt's the scientific director. He very excitedly chats to, who's got the highest natural history? Is it Ophelia? No.
80 here.
Oh, yeah, 10. So he's very interested in chatting to Oliver about all his observations of the penguins in the South Atlantic.
I do hope that Hyde isn't my best skill, apart from speaking my own language. I think it bloody is. Oh, no, I can punch people. I can hide and I can punch people.
Yeah, you're quite good at punching and shooting people, as I recall.
And stabbing them, I think.
Yeah, there we go.
Anyway, well, that is good, though. That's basically the army, isn't it?
I can do first aid, medicine, pharmacy, and psychology.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Kind of useful.
So the trip is long, but it is not especially onerous. Within a few weeks, you're at Dakar, reloading. You get to know some of the other crew members on board, mostly Professor Schmidt. But some others of the science team. Shandy, can I have an art role or mechanical repair
role? I suppose
so. Some kind of documentation role.
Yes, okay. Mm. I suppose that's
You just have an air about you of a quite, because of your received pronunciation and you seem quite posh. They just sort of assume
things,
you're with the
things
BBC
people never say to me, Nick.
You thought you were signing on to drive the launches, but apparently...
Launch the drivers. Yeah, that's a 03, so yes, actually.
The face that launched 1,000 ships.
And that just proves you're the right person for the job.
Yeah, now, launched, I'm going to let sold, you know.
Because you're at such a low percentage, you've done very well, and you've got weeks and weeks to practice, I'm going to let you not only tick it... you can add 2d10 skill to your equipment. All of the rest of you may roll your ticks if anyone remembered to tick your ticks.
Why,
time.
Yes, I did.
Oh, bloody hell, I thought you wouldn't have done.
I wrote mine down.
Nick, what are firearm skills listed as on this character sheets?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me have a look. I've got him somewhere.
I thought they'd be under combat skills, you see.
I definitely gave you some firearm skills, but maybe if I didn't give you the firearm, maybe it
I've got knife.
I can pull up the original Bayaki character.
Right, okay, that might be handy, because at the moment I can headbutt and stab people quite well, but despite being a captain of a war veteran, I don't have any firearm skills.
I'm sure it will come up. You definitely do. Well, that might be the case for everyone. Oh, dear.
Oh, I've passed me library use.
Glad I brought this up before we got into a fight.
I've done me navigate. Fantastic. Right. Or me seaman thing.
Have
is
we got any firearms?
Is it
a
D10 or a D6?
D10.
D10.
You have pistol 60 and rifle 80.
So that goes up.
Thank you.
Anyone else who hasn't got, I guess you won't have any. I didn't give you any, did I?
So I just need to find out what damage is for that, but that's fine.
I don't think Oliver does have that sort of thing, but certainly there isn't anything on the sheet.
No.
No, I've not got any weapon skill.
Oliver doesn't. Bob, you do actually have shotgun 20. Sorry, shotgun 40.
Where's that?
Shotgun.
It's not on the
40
list. Yeah, it was one of your... You like shooting things.
Basically, I feel that this is a little bit stereotypical here, but let's carry on anyway.
It's for cleaning down the operating theatre.
Ophelia, you're mainly into grappling, but you do have pistol 50.
I've noticed that. What's a pistol?
50.
Pistol 50.
Oh, and Shandy.
Oh, God.
You've got rifle 40.
Oh.
And shotgun 50.
Okay, I'm hiding behind you.
Slightly unexpected. Check the size, really, before you say something like that, Roger.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay.
You're probably hiding behind me, I would think.
What's the damage for a shotgun?
He's a big lad. It's 4d6, 2d6, isn't it? Something like that.
4-2 or 1, depending on how close you are.
Yeah. 1 to 4d6. But if you do double barrel at close range, if it's double barrel one, it's 8d6.
Oh, yeah, I've caused some serious trouble doing
and
that.
And would you happen to have the pistol and rifle stats?
Depends on the type of pistol. A standard automatic is like a d10 plus 2. As I recall.
Okay.
And a rifle, I can't reach the book from here. So tough.
Okay.
Tough. I mean, we can call him a Bryoning Marvin thing or whatever.
Rifle
if you like.
Is 2d6 plus 4.
Thank you, Tim.
2d6 plus 4. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That said, Captain Warncliffe does not want you bringing any weapons on board.
We wouldn't dream of it.
Are you attempting to?
No, this is not a Club Mundus. This is fine legacy hardware.
Can I ask the reason for that? So, because in the event of an emergency,
well, there are
extremely
weapons.
Useful for
there are weapons on board the ship with the people who are allowed to use them. Actually, Captain, why don't you make me a credit rating roll?
I can give you some very good reasons why I don't make a credit rating roll. It's going to go 15 at it, and I've rolled 44.
And much as he appreciates your efforts during the war, he can assure you there are weapons on board, people trained to use them. He doesn't mean to be patronising. I am aware that you served your country bravely, I'm afraid, in the interest of safety, that the fewer weapons on board, the better.
Can I assure you, sir, I'm one of the men who put the tree back into country.
You don't mind if I bring all these suitcases of ladies' essentials on board?
Do you know they gave Sally Ride 100 tampons for
yes,
her?
Yes, this is very much in mind.
In that case,
I seem to remember her turning around and saying, "How often do?"
Yeah,
have you met a woman before?
They do like a lot of back. There's a whole song about
they
it.
They all turn to confer. Have we met a woman before?
How would we know? Just a few small suitcases of essential equipment.
Let's have a fast tour.
Credit rating.
Credit rating.
You know, a 12-pack of disposable derringers, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can get... you're allowed to take 50 kilos. You can't really stretch that. But you can make it clear that this is a woman's property and not to be delved into.
Yeah.
What are you loading into the...
Can I just say...
How heavy is a rifle?
Can I just say, as one of the characters is the ship's engineer, whatever we want will be on the ship.
That's a fair point. You can certainly get a whatever kind of rifle you want on board that kind of trunk. That's a fair point. Ophelia Cox knows a way around an engine.
Yeah, Ophelia Cox, basically, strangely, everybody who wants something will suddenly find in under their bed whatever they actually require.
And this is some sort of... it's an Exocet. An Exocet? What does that do exactly?
It's precision guidance hardware, Mon.
You might find some exploder. Well, actually, they're quite expensive. They probably would have found them.
I'm trying to remember. I think... that on these, they are they dabblers after the tide's gone out? I can't what you call them, not dabblers. Avocet. It's Avocet.
Well, the exercise is named after the flying fish, so, yeah.
Mm.
The principle is there.
In that case, you can have a think about what you want on board, but yes, Ophelia can facilitate.
I'm not going to sneak any weapons aboard because the captain is in charge and he has ordered that we don't.
Mm-hmm. Tom, were you to want to have a weapon, what weapon would it be?
I wouldn't.
No, are you a rifleman? Are you a
well? Obviously, training in rifle and pistol. You know, bayonets. You know, given point and butt, as it were.
Now, can
and
you...
what rifle and pistol were you trained in?
Just standard issue.
Yeah. Oh, the standard NATO issue for now.
So that'd probably be an SLR.
You would have probably, unfortunately, been an SLR.
Well, yes. Well, okay. Bad luck.
It could be worse. It could be a bloody L85.
Well, yes.
Bloody L85.
Nerd safe.
Yeah. At least the barrel roughly might stay on. But, okay. That's a different story. Right.
As long as I've got enough bents in the hedges, I think I'll be fine.
Dr. Crippen. Mm-hmm. On the trip towards Dakar, there are a few minor instances of seasickness. Bit of athlete's foot. Let's have a medicine roll to see how well you equip yourself.
Is this the terror part or the action adventure that we're doing now?
No, it's the loathsome slime part.
22.
Combination of vomit and athlete's foot. What more do you want?
Dr. Crippen turns out to be the very shizzle of a ship's... ship's doctor.
The less successful I was going to say Benson Hedges. What's with my brain today?
There are some illustrations in the ship's doctor's medical guide which you show to the crew before they go on shore leave to guarantee that they will not bring back anything
contagious.
Anything they shouldn't do.
Yeah.
At Dakar, you take on fuel, you get a bit of shore leave. Doctor
Gilbert and Sullivan. Thank you.
No, right. Dr. Gilbert and Sullivan isn't. It was left behind.
You went from Benson and Hedges to Gilbert and Sullivan.
I was trying to think of Gilbert and Sullivan. Yeah.
Why were you? I've forgotten what the whole point.
I am the very shizzle of a.
All parts of
it was the less successful. Move on.
I think the moment's gone, Jim, but we can
a
dwell
British
on it a bit longer.
British tar is a soaring soul.
Dr. Jones. That Indiana Jones game is really good. It's way better than many of the films. Anyway, Dr. Peterson is complaining that her binoculars have disappeared in Dakar to any of
good Lord.
About it.
Oh, better get some replacements then.
Well, let's have a spot hidden.
Did she take... What, she got them on her forehead?
Spot probably hidden.
I'm sorry?
Probably staked them in a game or something. I mean,
I make my spot hidden roll.
So here.
Dr. Crippen, whilst walking through the bazaar at Dakar, you notice a pair of ship-issue binoculars that look rather familiar.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who's got them?
Just a salesperson. In the bazaar.
How peculiar.
I'll wander over and have a look at them.
Yeah, they're definitely from the Epsilon Pioneer. They've got the name on the side. You have to know where to look, and it's carved in, but, yep.
Well, save us getting them engraved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Scratched into the lenses.
But in reverse, so you can only see it when you look through.
Okay, so somebody's either stolen them and sold them to get the money. Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
Or not.
Taking them off the ship and then lost them for some reason?
Maybe.
Funny thing to lose, but not
I suppose you could take them off the ship to look at
I mean, I'm presuming these are fairly large binoculars.
Considering
the nature of the trip.
They're not opera glasses. No, they are proper.
Two-hander.
Are they not operating? That's all we used in the army.
they're scientific binoculars with a magnification factor of...
Have they got the ones with the tripod mount?
They have, but these weren't... They've got a little screw-in bit at the bottom. But the tripod hadn't gone missing.
Are we all there, or is it just Dr. Crippen?
Dr. Crippen just happens to know it once she's on her way to get her nuts. Dakar nuts.
Okay.
Don't give me a look like that. You would want nuts on a ship.
I will mention it to... I don't know, have we got security on the ship or something?
Well, not really. Just the crew.
You can mention it
to the captain.
I'll mention it to the captain.
No. Interesting. All right. Well, he purchases them back from petty cash. And says, I'll talk to the crew. We'll find out the culprit. Thank you for bringing this to my attention.
Well, if that's how it works, we could possibly set up a deal with the guy who owns that stall.
Could possibly ask where
the engine, you say. Well, I noticed one of the stalls in the market had an engine.
February the 8th, so some weeks later. Anyone want to practice any skills while they're on the ship? I can give you
navigation.
A free tick and a roll.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, you're on the way to South Parlour.
Possibly engineering mechanical and the general seamanship.
Ophelia practices dismantling the engine and putting it back together again.
And I'm going to read up on land navigation.
While it's running.
A bit of natural world, maybe.
To be fair, she's got a skill of 80, so strangely she made the roll.
Okay, so she's already too hot to trot.
I didn't.
Well, that's good. Well done. You can increase your navigate thing.
What is it by? Is it a 10?
D10.
D10.
A 9? Gosh.
9.
It's almost doubled.
At Sao Paulo, a very incredibly posh British consul boards the ship and discusses things with the captain. He is advised to steer clear of Argentine waters. They're still a little sensitive at this period in time.
And there may possibly be things floating around you'll want to run into.
Don't know, have we still got SAS there? Possibly.
Not posted on the foot. They've got a big garrison, I think.
No, the SAS stayed around for a little bit afterwards, just in case.
The SBS did a bit right there as well.
That
must be annoying, mustn't it? I mean, you're equally elite, but they get to be A and you get to be B. I'd be really pissed.
Yeah.
The SAS you've got to worry about.
Well, welcome to the SBS. Here is your dead raccoon to eat for the next 3 years. Welcome to the SAS. Here's your book contract.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Yes. Yeah.
Special zebra service? I don't know.
I mean, my thing is basically, it's more kind of the thing. If you look at the paras, average life expectancy of a para in combat, 72 hours. Average life expectancy of the Royal Marines, about 2.5 years.
They've never parachutes anyway. They don't really need paras anymore. They're just still. It's not really a thing that you do is to parachute troops behind enemy lines anymore. But
I think they probably still would in the event of an actual war.
It has its uses. They're just quite specific uses, and most people don't know how to employ them.
Regardless, are you in the paras, Tom?
Yeah.
No.
You were
not specialist enough. Well, he could have been seconded to them.
He just lived at Goose Green. It's pure coincidence.
Hello. My navigation was so bad, it's just where I ended up.
Well, the good news is we're going to throw out of the aircraft. The bad news is we don't have enough parachutes. So just, grab onto somebody, you'll be fine.
Try and catch up with one of the fellas down there.
See if you can land on a tree on the way down. Oh, there are no trees on.
I see a huddle of penguins.
Or should I
use their actual collective, a mattress of penguins?
You sail further south into the Southern Ocean, or as Robin Knox Johnson called it, the bastard of an ocean. But fortunately, it's summer and the waves are not quite skyscraper height currently. You sail south slowly to Port Stanley, the bleak island, rolling green. It's a very colourful Port Stanley, and pretty much fuck all else.
Oh no, it's got a very, very, very large military contingent now.
It has currently, yes. It used to be.
I believe there's a nice new runway too.
Yeah.
They just built that.
And I imagine the bar's
doing
great
holes
business.
In it. So the Falklands are actually an archipelago of islands.
One of those archipelagos.
Yes, two big ones, then lots and lots of small ones. But you drop off in Port Stanley and take on a load of... You're running a bit short of food and fuel. You take on a load of provisions. You should reach Port Stanley. You are at Port Stanley. You should reach Griffin Island in a couple of days.
We can wait to say hello to my mate Dave. My mate Dave was there just after the Falklands.
Was he?
Yeah. Mm. He was doing a load of the electrical stuff at the airport.
Mm.
The most boring posting he ever went to.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, it's
if you're not
pretty,
interested in
pretty basic, flat and
yeah,
compact. I suppose you describe it as.
So, sailing is getting colder, it's getting rockier as you head further south to Griffin Island, and
the
what you
is getting larger
is the... There's a sail at Penny's. You are hoping the treasure in Griffin Island, hidden away. The night before you're due to arrive, the captain suggests a celebratory meal, that the end of your journey is upon you at 2100 hours on the 29th of February. There is a 29th of February because it's 1984, if I hadn't made that clear already. There's a science...
Any legs going around my head now?
the crew and the science team are going to all mix together in the kitchen and the adjacent lab. And up in the captain's cabin. So you're all welcome to join or stay miserable in your cabins, as you wish.
Well, I won't be miserable in the cabin. I'll be miserable in the actual engine room.
Oh, so you're polishing your equipment.
Well, I might pop there, have the food, and then go straight back. Strangely, I just have this thing about leaving a very large engine completely unattended.
Okay. Mm. Doctor...
Yeah,
I'm
getting flashbacks to... what's it called? Serenity. Firefly. And how they hired their mechanic.
Dr. Schmidt would be very honoured if Oliver at least came along to have someone to talk to about penguins.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether Oliver wants
I'll
to...
I'll happily go along on the basis that, you know...
It's free food.
If there's free food and drinks going, the army will be there.
Now, have you considered the possibility that digital penguins have to offer?
not a lot in 1984, I'm not going
to
lie.
They only need to
Shandy,
do black or white.
Are you... it is a party.
I mean, I think I would probably attend a party, yeah.
Yes, and Dr. Crippen?
Yeah, I'll go.
In that case, you all need to make luck rolls. I'll go and get the beer. You guys make luck rolls.
No, I'm sure I didn't see that coming, Mon.
Yep.
0-2. No. I think I make my luck roll.
Good. Maybe you can stop me from drinking this.
I was going to say, does anybody need help?
I'm sure I do.
71.
Don't know what kind.
That doesn't bode well. What's my...
Just drink this jerk sauce one.
55.
All your other problems will go away.
I only fell by about 5. But presumably,
oh my god.
But she's not drinking anyway. I'm specifically saying she's not. She, even if there's a toast, she will drink something soft. Almost like she's a responsible person. Also, almost like she's a female engineer in an almost exclusively male thing and basically has to be sober enough to throw people over the side occasionally.
Yeah, dating etiquette is a little different out here, isn't it?
Hello.
Speaking of which.
All right. Ophelia, how did you do?
So I failed, but I'm not drinking at all. Okay. There's alcohol, I'm afraid I'm not partaking.
Fair enough. Shandy?
I fell by...
No, not even a shandy.
I have failed, and I am definitely partaking.
You're going to say defecating then. Yes.
I don't know why you thought that, but I am not.
You will find out very shortly. Dr. Crippen.
I rolled a 0-2.
Thank God for that. Okay.
Always good where the doctor goes. I'm not drinking that for a start.
I'm wondering if it's the salmon mousse.
Oh, in that case... I'll have a think about that. Captain Crunch.
I failed.
Okay,
now,
all right.
If there's anything I can do with my amazing luck roll to, you know, help my companions, then I will do.
Yeah, I'll have a think. That was a very good luck roll. But it's luck, not... and Oliver?
A normal success by 30-odd points, but nothing
okay.
special.
All right. Well, a relatively good time is had by all. The boat gets quite rocky, Ophelia... has to fix a few things because it really is pushing the ship around. It's not quite a storm, it's just the ocean is not a pleasant ocean to be in. A few of you, those of you who are not seasick, which thanks to Dr. Crippen is not really any of you.
Presumably it would actually have
stabilized. Yeah. It does.
Make sure that we're going at the right speed.
Dangerously advanced tech.
It's a slightly top-heavy boat. It's not ideal. But, yeah, it does have... it's got plenty of lifeboats. some of you sit out... sit in the captain's cabin and look at the sunset down over the horizon. You realise that, you know, the environment is... it's not really South American even anymore. You're basically... pretty much in the Antarctic at this point, or not far away from it. It's quite cold and quite windy. Very glad you're on a ship. In the water, even in the summer, you wouldn't survive too long. That night. Let's have... Ooh, okay. One of those things. All right.
That's what? It's probably good, right? That sounds good.
Yeah. We're going to have to crank out the resistance table.
Oh, good.
That's not good.
It's basically,
at least he didn't say there's no point cranking out the resistance table.
Ophelia, what is your constitution?
Yeah, you would go for bloody con, wouldn't you? So bear in mind, she's got strength 18, size 18, con 7.
Okay, you've got a 60% chance. It's not terrible. Make me a 60% chance roll.
So 88 is probably not it, then, is it?
Okay, note down that you have failed that con roll, please. Shandy, what's your constitution?
75.
That's pretty good, isn't it? Your constitution 75. What are you, Cthulhu? This is 5th edition.
15.
Thank you.
It's the character sheet, 75.
That's a cheeky character sheet, isn't it? Oh, it's a naughty character sheet. Let me have a think.
A good spanker. I'm picturing Castle Arg at this point.
I've got a 75% chance of succeeding.
I succeed.
Naughty suit.
Oliver, what's your constitution? Oliver passed, don't worry.
I did pass.
Captain Crunch, what's your constitution?
17.
Shut up.
Hmm, spicy.
You have got... No, that can't be right. For a 95% chance of succeeding.
And I've rolled 38.
And Dr. Crippen doesn't need to worry.
It's more
okay.
Me
lucky Ophelia. Or not lucky or tough Ophelia. Okay. Ophelia, you... You said you didn't drink, did you?
No. No alcohol. If they did a toast or whatever, I'd have just basically just got some water or something.
You wake up about 2 a.m. really sick. Like, that kind of waking up, like, kind of lying in bed. Have I drunk?
Well, I'm probably in a hammock.
Am I gonna be sick?
I'm in a hammock in the engine room.
Okay. But you're not at all seasick. I mean,
a reassuring smell of hot oil.
Yeah, this is your wheelhouse. Well, not literally. That's up higher up. But it's definitely not the sea, or you've never felt seasick ever in your life. And certainly not down in an engine room. But you feel pretty rough.
Well, go and stick my finger down my throat in one of the heads.
Okay. Just you head to the head.
Get it out of my system.
Very efficient.
If I still feel sick afterwards, I'll go see the doctor.
Okay, you bring up most of the food. It's not very pleasant. You're not feeling great. And you stagger off back to your hummock. Hummock? Yeah, that's hummock. The thing. And lie there for a bit. You manage to get off to sleep. It can help you sleep, but you wake up about 30 minutes later feeling sick again.
I'll go see the doctor.
So about 3 a.m. now.
Yeah.
Dr. Crippen. And who's bunking in with Dr. Crippen? I guess it's Shandy.
Yep.
There is a knock at your cabin door.
Okay. Do you want us to see who wakes up, or is it loud enough that it'll wake both of us?
Well, if it's not loud enough at first, it pretty soon is. It's loud enough to get you up at 3 a.m.
All right, I'll open the door. I'll get up and open the door.
Ophelia's there.
Oh, problem?
So sorry, Doctor. I think I ate something at the reception thing. Oh, didn't drink any alcohol at all, but I've thrown up once and...
And then Ophelia is sick on the floor in front of you.
I move.
Okay.
Yeah. Leap aside. Yeah.
I mean, if I'm gonna spew, if I can't,
you get almost no warning. It just.
Okay. I'm sorry. I say this is very out of
med bay. I'll take him to the med bay.
Okay. I mean, it's not a med bay's a bit of a grand term for it, but there is a little
it's
doctor's
a
cabin with a single. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's reasonably equipped. And Dr. Crippen, you did bring along some of your own supplies as well. Think about what you might take. And you lie her down.
Okay. Gonna take a quick exam. Pulse, temperature, stuff like that.
I'll try and help as much as I can.
All right.
Was there any blood in the vomit? Or did it just like... I presume it's the second time you've thrown up, so there might not be so much food in it, but...
It wasn't projectile, so it doesn't imply sort of a blockage. Yeah, it's mainly water. It's slightly pink-tinged, but you're aware she's been sick a bit already, so it could just have been damage.
Okay.
So you're doing your doctory stuff. You're getting a full history.
I don't kill you.
What did you roll?
59. On a 90.
Okay. I'll get back to you. Meanwhile...
actually, what I will do is, if I think I'm going to be there for any length of time, I'll have a word with Shandy and ask her if she can go down and wake whoever is my second in command.
I will try and do that.
That would be... Let me have a look. That would be...
Because you don't... Again.
We're in the Antarctic. I'd rather not be without an engineer.
We're in iceberg country here. All ahead full. Or idiot full.
This can't be a mistake. So Niles, the radio operator. Come on. Anyway, from the thing, by the way.
I was thinking of Fraser Crane's brother.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is it Niles? No.
It is.
That would be Norman.
Norman?
Norman.
Norman's your...
Go and wake Norman.
Man. Well, you'd have to...
That be Mr. Conquest?
Norman sleeps down in one of the crew cabins with several of the other crew. So you go and knock on the door. Around about this time, where are we? About 3 a.m.? Well, it's probably about approaching 4 now, quarter to 4 a.m. Tom, you wake up just feeling a bit rough. Not bad, but like... Did you drink too much? Pretty sure you didn't. It's not your style. But something feels a bit odd.
Something I would never admit, anyway.
This is the great thing about role-playing. I can play characters so completely unlike oneself.
Did I drink too much? Well, it was quite a large glass of shandy, wasn't it?
Who are you bunking down with? Bunking up with?
Oliver.
Yeah, Oliver. Yeah.
Okay. Oliver seems sound asleep, but you can hear, oh, nothing until you make a listen roll.
So there's nothing there then, right, okay, not much point in making this roll. 82, let me just check.
No,
I've failed okay. That one.
But it's kind of waking up where, I'm awake now. Don't know why. Something has woken you up, you're not sure what. You do feel a bit dodgy, but it's not that bad. Oliver is snoring away like a man who is dreaming of penguins.
And wondering about penguins and jerk sauce. I mean, you can jerk penguin. You can jerk chicken, you can jerk penguin, right?
I've never jerked a penguin and I resent the implication.
But ducks are total bastards. I wouldn't go near one of them.
Ducks. sorry.
Is that what Noise and Duck makes?
It is in the song that I'm thinking of.
Okay, alright, I'll let you.
Reading pornography, smoking cigars, ducks. Anyway, sorry.
Yes, this is
what I miss. Think of them waddling about in the park.
Ducks, this is what I miss ducks. Out on not being a parent. I don't get to sing these things to the kids to get them to go to sleep at night.
No, the one they would go for is the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, which is very good, actually. Basically, a duck trolls a man on a lemonade stand. That's very good.
Right.
I will send you the link. Anyway, what do you want to do?
I know
are you just going to
lie
in bed, or are you getting up, pacing forward
and back? I think I'm going to go and, if I'm not feeling, I might be a bit queasy or whatever, I think I'll...
You
stick,
feel okay.
Stick my head out and have a Benson Hedges.
Okay, so you head out onto... You careful. I mean, you don't want to go overboard.
I'm not going to go overboard in the middle of the night when nobody knows I'm there, no.
Well, that's not the plan, is it?
Well, there'll be somebody on watch up there anyway.
Okay, you step out onto the deck. Right, now remind me where everyone is. Not that this is particularly relevant.
I'm on the deck.
Obviously, the minutiae of the Royal has been important the whole time. Dr. Crippen's down in the medical bay with Ophelia lying on the bed.
Sorry, is anyone else getting an echo, or is it just me hearing that?
Yeah. I'm guessing somebody's not on headphones, but that's fine. We can live with it.
I'm getting a slight echo. Now I mention it. Okay. Shandy. You are knocking on the door of Six Seamen.
Thank you, Roger.
Wouldn't be the first time.
And Oliver is asleep in his bed.
Well, do you think the captain would have woken me? Shall I go for a listen, maybe?
Let's have a listen roll. That seems fair.
Not a
It's
chance.
Not one of those life-threatening rolls or anything, don't worry. Did you fail?
By 2 points, yeah.
He said eagerly.
The irony. The irony. Okay. Captain, you head out on the... Let's have a look at the old fella. The old girl. The old chap. You are sort of towards the back behind the bridge. There should be someone up in the bridge. There does seem to be a light on in there. And you light up a Roth Hedges, and you peer out into the darkness. You can hear in the distance the cawing of gulls. Is that a noise?
Sorry, the cawing of gulls.
What do they do?
I don't know that. They just
I live in Plymouth.
They just shriek.
Well, you tell me then.
No, you tell us. But we're out at sea, so, you know, there might not be any.
You could may be
an albatross out there.
Griffin Island.
Just here we go.
Not these ones. They seem agitated about something. In fact, you can have a natural history roll, Tom.
Oh, gosh, thanks. You really played to my strengths. Can I shoot one of them down? 85. It's not going to be anywhere near that, is it? 10,
normal.
In fact, will be. So, no, that's a failure.
Yeah, don't particularly remember gulls at night, but maybe...
Pigeons in flight, I remember, of course.
It hasn't given me the sunrise times for this.
Do you have a Latin log?
It is roughly... It's not far away, honestly, from the Cape of Good Hope. So maybe 300 miles north of that.
Okay, give me just a sec.
Because that might be relevant.
300 miles north of the Cape of Good Hope, I think, would be on land. But
Yeah, but east of that.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The water. In the water.
Okay, so sort of southeast of the Falklands. Yeah, got it.
About there. Oh, actually, no, about 300 miles south of the Cape of Good Hope.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. Roughly there-ish.
It's probably going to be quite early, isn't it?
That's well into iceberg town. When is it, February?
It is, yes, February the 29th, 1984.
And presumably Falkland Islands time zone.
So that's around mid-August for Northern Hemisphere.
It's probably going to be quite early.
It'd be about mid-July, wouldn't it?
Just need to check the time zone. Anybody know what the TZ is?
Of the Falklands, it would be time. One more east of Argentina,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, Unix time.
Okay.
Zone name. Okay, give me a sec. I'll guess in a way.
There will be a brief pause.
ART?
Yeah, I need the Unix time zone name.
Oh.
The hell is that?
No idea.
Right, well, while that's happening, let's have a spot hidden from the captain.
FKST?
While we are seeing if the sun is imminent to rise. Captain Unix Crunch. Let's have a spot hidden.
It's Falkland Islands. Standard time.
33, and my spot hidden
is 30. Yes, I need a Unix time zone name.
No, you failed.
Which is Falkland Islands, Falkland Islands time.
There should be a slash in it.
Captain, let's have a listen roll.
Let's have a gracefully get dragged over the side roll.
Atlantic Stanley.
52, nope.
All right. Then you are utterly surprised when...
And yet...
Dr. Paul Yates...
Sunrise at 7:30 local.
...grapples you from behind and knocks you to the floor of the deck, presumably. Let's have a...
Jesus, drop me a fag.
That is the real tragedy here.
It bloody is.
Let's have... No. That was... How good is Dr. Yates' grapple? What's the standard for grapple? Is it 50?
I don't know. I've got grapple on my sheet, but it's written under weapon skill. It's not.
Yeah. I've got grapple at 25.
That'll be it then, base. Then that is a pretty bad shot. There is...
Somebody
you're knocked from behind.
As then goes over the railing.
You drop, you drop your cigarette. It wasn't a critical fail. You drop your cigarette on the floor, and you're attacked. Someone has grabbed you and attempted to... Well, you're not sure, but whatever they were trying to do, you don't know. They just knocked you and jungled you.
I am naturally going to do what I'm trained to do, which is to retaliate and beat the shit out of the bastard.
Okay, you turn around and see Dr. Paul Yates. Now, you've had a few...
I have.
Conversation.
Oh, sorry. That's how I got here in the first place.
Dr. Yates. You recall, actually, he was one of your conversations. He's one of the younger members of the team. He's less interested in penguins than crows. He's a small man. He'd probably be played by... Holy shit, that's a big strength. He'd probably be played by Dolph Lundgren.
What? Dolph Lundgren isn't small.
So this is what?
He's short.
The role of Danny DeVito will tonight be played by Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, I was just glancing at his stats, this crow-obsessed ornithologist. He's got strength 18, con 17, and size 16. So
he's
not short and small.
He's smaller Dolph than Lundgren me, actually, but he's not
you
small.
You thought he was already standing up.
I'm bigger than him.
Okay, he's of your size, and he's he's hench. My goodness, he's hench.
Hench,
as the kids say.
I don't think that's... do you mean like a henchman?
Yeah, it is. Hench, as in muscular.
Yes.
I know what he means.
He's hung like a gorilla or whatever.
No.
I assure you, sir, the death penalty for gorillas was rescinded years ago.
He is a big lad, and...
He's still getting a broken nose.
All right.
Go on. Have him.
Now, you were surprised, so we're back to dex order. So, what's your dex?
17.
That. Quick as a greased fish, you spin round and what
punching him in the nose.
Punching him in the nose.
Yep.
Let's have a fisting.
49, which is way below my attack. Yes. So then I get a 1d3 plus my damage bonus, which is bound to be around here somewhere.
He's not even trying to dodge.
It's a d6.
Mine's a d6.
Get off your fishy bastard!
He's taking 10 points of damage to the nose.
What's your damage bonus?
D6. It's a d6.
Okay, let's roll a con. Is it con by 5? Not passing out. He remains conscious.
Oh, good.
He's got wide eyes. There's froth round his mouth, as well as
his eyes
kind of
a little wider than they were,
as well as kind of chunks of food in his beard.
Fishy bastard!
He says, and he swings at you with his own fist.
I mean, I've been in some odd brawls before, but
never been called a fishy bastard.
But clearly, the gym has been paying attention to that Scottish accent video.
he's going to hit you. There. Now, would you like to dodge, or are you going to save your action to hit him back?
I'm actually going to save my action and hit him back.
Okay. So
this may be a mistake, because he's a big lad.
Why doesn't do the damage bonus? Can someone work out a damage bonus for strength?
It'd be a D3 plus a D6.
18 and size 16. Okay. A D3 plus a D6. Okay.
But he hasn't got the bonuses because he's not a martial artist.
Oh, sorry. Mistake. I didn't do quite that much damage. It's a D3 plus a D6.
Okay.
That should have been a 3 plus 5. So 8 I did it, not 10. Sorry about that.
He still needed to make his con roll, you'd be pleased to hear. And still passed it. Okay. He thumps you hard in the solar plexus, wherever that is. I never quite worked that out, and I've studied anatomy. I think it's a human thing.
Mm-hmm. It's next to the
zebra. That'll be
two. Basically, two the bottom, okay. Just below the bottom of the sternum.
Yeah. 2 plus 2 is 4.
A red basket, as we used to call it.
He thumps you surprisingly hard in the old chap.
What? No, he doesn't. Luke, he's about if we're do- higher.
wait. With there's information we just don't have here.
I wondered what was caught in my vest.
Annie, you are. Well, let's have a.
And in your colour.
A post strength roll, because not only is he punching you, he's trying to ram you back into the railings at the back of the ship.
Surely that'll be it. What's your strength? Wouldn't he have to do a grapple roll for that? I didn't knock him back.
Fair enough. He's trying to kind of crowd you, which is difficult when there's one of you. He's trying to crowd you towards
not
the side
when you're
of
his
the
size.
Ship. Go back in the sea, you scaly cunt! sorry.
So polite.
I mean, the RSC just has to come calling one of these days, don't they?
And please stop it. We're serving you with warrant.
I'm going to hit him back as soon as I get a moment.
Yeah, it's
giving you an award for disservices to drama.
4.
0-4.
Which is
four.
Somewhat less than my attack roll of 65.
That will be a... not quite an impale, you're not the Terminator, but it will be a critical hit, so...
double damage, is it?
Is it in Cthulhu? It is double damage, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shit. Or you can either do double your roll damage, or you can max damage. It's up to you.
Well, I've done 6 points.
That's not a thing in Cthulhu.
I've done 6 points of damage if I roll it. I'll take that.
So 12. No, you've doubled it already, have you?
No. No. Sorry, I thought you said you could roll it or you could double it.
No, you can roll it. You can either do maximum damage, or you can roll your damage and double it.
In that case, I'll just take maximum damage.
Good, because you would have killed him otherwise.
Which, yeah.
Nice.
He kind of rushes towards you. You smack him right in the temple, and he just drops to the floor like a stone. Oh.
That's Captain Fish cunt to you.
let's cross him out. Okay, and a kind of pool of drool starts falling out of his mouth. And
I'm
he starts
wipe my hand on his
twitching. He's right. Unconscious, but
who's up in the who's up and about? I want to get somebody to.
Well, who's on watch?
Yes, there's
about somebody on watch.
I'll shout out for them and call for a medic.
All right, we'll come back.
Why should I be the only person having
medic's
a shitty
a bit
night?
Busy, but never mind.
Oh yeah, true. We'll come back to you, Shandy. Clang, 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 clang.
Get up, you lot.
Clang. Listen, roll, please.
Nope.
Yes. He's coming.
It's
not locked.
I will open the door.
Okay.
Barge in.
Okay. You are met with quite a sight. There is one of the let's actually name them.
Let's
make
the
it more
trousers doesn't crop up at any point.
Percy
swine come
the cook. Percy the cook is on the floor.
That was a small fly.
And he's on the floor because his head has been stoved in by some kind of blunt object. Standing around him, kind of panting and gasping, is Niles, the radio operator, holding a large crowbar.
Why, Monsieur Poirot, however are you going to solve this one?
Meanwhile, Fred...
Shandy, shut the door.
Fred, the kind of odd jobs man, factotum, is currently smacking his foot repeatedly into Bill, one of the stewards, who is lying on
kicking
the floor, vomiting. He's just kicking him harder and harder and harder. Bill is vomiting onto the floor. Peter is convulsing in his deck bed?
Cabin.
Bunk. Thank you. Peter is convulsing in his bunk, and Ahmed is still with vomit all around his mouth, lying on his back. Let's have a sanity roll, please.
I have a question, though.
The delightful.
I'll do the sanity roll.
Sanity roll first.
40. Yeah, fine.
Okay.
It's a Friday night?
You say it's Friday night.
Yeah. You're from Nottingham. It's fine. What is your question,
actually, it
Shandy?
Is Friday night in Nottingham.
Taking a bit easy today, aren't you? Where's Norman?
Norman, it looks like you've knocked on the wrong cabin.
Wait, Shandy. Have we mixed up Norman and Niles? I think that was the previous issue.
No, Norman is who you're trying to get to.
Okay.
You've got the wrong cabin.
Oh, okay. I quietly closed the door.
Well, Bill and Peter spin towards you. Fred and Niles. They don't look very happy. You're shutting the door, are you?
I walked into their room in the middle of whatever they're up to.
Yeah,
but
they look beyond kind of...
Shut the door.
Hey, shut the fucking door, kind of. And
I don't want to be involved in this.
I'm going to rip out your guts and strangle you to death with them. Kind of. Okay.
You're not encouraging me to do anything other than shut the door here.
You pull
all of these things are, in fact, encouraging me to shut the door.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, okay, what now? The door is shut.
Okay, where's Norman?
Okay, you're letting go of the door otherwise.
I want the information before I decide what
Norman
to do.
Norman is... If they're not in there, Norman is in the cabin next door.
Okay. First, I would like to shriek in a high-pitched manner.
The bastards will break your legs!
Comes from the door that you've just shut.
Yeah, a shriek in a high-pitched manner. I've watched all the right kind of films.
Oliver, listen roll.
I made the last one, so I'm awake.
I'm not going to attempt to shriek in a high-pitched manner because I just wrecked my voice.
I'm going to make this one with a 06.
Hail.
In that case, Hail. Oliver, with the last one, you were kind of lying there. You'd kind of groggily woken up thinking, what? Where's the captain? But you're still kind of feeling yourself, whereas you suddenly hear a shriek, the unmistakable shriek of a lady in distress. The dream of a computer programmer ever since computers were a thing.
Yeah, particularly a computer programmer with App 8.
I didn't even bring my rifle.
What would you like to do, Oliver?
Get up. Just get outside quickly. Look around for something that I can use as a club. You know, pipe with a flanged end. Anything like that.
Okay, you are looking around for some kind of weapon.
Getting out into the corridor, seeing what's going on. But
so you are in. You will have been put in one of the staterooms. So you are a level above where you heard the shriek. But you can. Let's have a look. Oh shit! The bed. Sorry.
Okay, there.
Yeah. I nearly drenched my groin in lager that I make.
It's very traditional. Luck roll succeeded, just.
You find a... Well, there's a wrench in the corner that someone was using. So I don't know if that's flanged enough for you, but it is a big old wrench spanner. Adjustable spanner, if you would prefer.
You can really dial in the damage with those.
Let's see what you did there. Okay. Oliver, what's your plan? You've heard a shriek from below. That's it, really. The captain's not there.
Noise.
Okay, you slither across to the ladder leading down, and as you sort of look down, you see Shandy pulling the door shut, having just shrieked.
You okay, ma'am?
Continue. You may roleplay.
They're killing each other.
The door is now being pulled. Shandy, what are you doing?
Holding on to it.
Ooh, what's your strength, Sandy?
My strength is, I think, 13. Yes.
Let's see.
But it's actually locked. Is the latch re-engaged?
Well, you can't lock it from the outside.
No, but has the latch actually engaged? What I'm saying is
you'd have to turn the handle and pull it. So it's not like
I'm kind of resisting the turning.
Yeah. So let's see which of these old fellas.
They'd better be extremely puny.
Would you like Tim or Bill to be pulling on the door? It's entirely up to you.
Bill's the one semi-conscious and full of vomit, isn't he?
He's dead, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
No. Ahmed's probably here. Bill was throwing up noisily.
No, Bill was throwing up noisily. Is it Bill?
Let's go with Bill. Let's go with Tim.
Bill, good choice. You have got a 55% chance of holding the door shut. Alas.
That's less than 73.
Oliver, you pop your head down. As Shandy looks up to you, starts to say something, and then the door is kind of wrenched in front. She's saying something about killing something or other, and then she jumps because the door is pulled from in front of her. The door swings open. Presumably, ship's doors open inwards. They would, wouldn't they?
You wouldn't open a door.
It depends
on
the ship. Quite often, is outwards.
Oh,
yeah.
Into the corridor
because you don't you don't have much space in the cabin.
Okay, that's a good point. It is a tiny cabin. Which is more likely, or should we have a luck roll?
Oh, I feel a luck roll.
Yeah, let's have a luck roll, shall we?
It's a luck roll. It's a luck roll. It's Shim. Let's go for the comedy value.
24.
So, would you rather it opened outwards? That feels luckier, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'd like to be flung aside by the door rather than pulled bodily into the room. By the holding onto the handle,
Oliver, this is quietly behind you.
Yeah,
you don't want that.
There's a quiet munching noise. Oliver, this is what you see: the door. But in fact, from your vantage point, the door pushes open. Shandy's pushed kind of out of view, and then a foaming bastard steps out with bloodied hands. It looks like it might have been Bill, one of the stewards, but he is. There's foam dripping down his mouth. He's got kind of bloodshot eyes. I don't know if you're the sort of person that might have watched Dawn of the Dead. Is that released yet? It is. No, it's not out yet, is it? No. But Night of the Living Dead certainly has, and he looks like one of those gentlemen.
When was that bloody rabies thing that the BBC put on? It was terrifying.
That. It was that one of those in the never sleep again section.
Yeah, and has stayed
BBC
with me ever since. Bloody foxes, all I think about is
I think it was later.
Hitting the side of window of the car.
The Mad Death was 1983.
Oh, okay.
July 1983.
Oh, so we watched it just before we left.
No, you had a cinema night 2 nights ago. It's a crazed mofo.
clearly has rabies.
With bare hands, but they're bloody. There is. Do you have any medicine or first aid or anything?
I have a reasonable first aid.
Okay, let's have a see how you get on.
Which I've just failed.
Okay, never mind.
It's not that reasonable.
Something wrong. He's going to make a spot hidden to see if he spots you peering through the upper orifice.
Well, I mean, my first reaction is to shout at him, "Calm down, Mon." So, you know, I don't think he really needs to try to spot me very hard.
Okay, in that case, he didn't spot you, but he looks up. He says and starts running up the stairs towards you.
It's not very nice.
Meanwhile, let's cut from there. Dr. Crippen, let's have a medicine roll. You already made one, didn't you, I think?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
57. So, you know,
okay,
less than last time.
50, okay. Something is wrong with Ophelia.
Yeah, well, I know that.
Okay, you correlate all the symptoms. You have a thing. Something weird going on here because it's like dilation of the pupils. It's poisoning. It's got to be poisoning. It's acute onset. It's some kind of...
Okay, charcoal. Whatever I would do normally, get her to ingest stuff, charcoal or okay. something. I don't know. Cause
with that medicine,
antimony, doesn't it?
It does. It's probably a bit late if she's already symptomatic.
Okay. IV fluids of some sort.
Okay. You start prepping an IV. Let's have...
Sedative. Strong sedative.
Just zip yourself
well,
up and
yeah,
just
I
back.
Know strong sedative, but I don't know
Let's
strong
Let's have a
sedative.
Listen roll.
Oh, 15. What's my listen? 25.
You hear a lot of smashing and clanging downstairs. Did we ever find out what time sunrise is?
Yeah,
7:30.
Yeah, it's okay. In the link in the chat.
Thank you. A while yet, then. You are as you recall, to land... make landfall on Griffin Island just before sunrise, so in
right,
a few hours.
Right, it's a bit early for everyone to be up. Okay, I'll open the door and see if I can work out what's going on.
Okay. Ophelia, what was your constitution?
7.
You remember your character in Pendray?
Oh, God.
It's all right, you've got a very eminent doctor looking after you. In fact, it'd probably be good for you if you start showing more symptoms.
No. Really?
You have got a 30% chance of avoiding the next stage.
Okay.
That's a reassuring thing.
85 is probably not 30.
Okay. No. You look at, you can hear clonging and shouting. Possible swearing. If
I'll
such
call through to the bridge.
Okay, you go. Oh, actually, you get the thing and you press the button. Okay, very wise.
It's not Michael Wimslow. You don't do the sound effects yourself.
Ophelia,
there.
Okay, no, you Ophelia. There is. You sort of come to. You're blanked out, you're not sure quite what's happened. Your bowels feel like they are on fire. It's not good. Something's coming out of them one way or another. But while you're thinking about that, you look up to where the doctor was. The doctor isn't there anymore. What there is some hideous, twisted, aquatic Batrachian creature, squawking foul obscenities into the radio. Ophelia starts shouting at you while you're
Who are you is remarkably measured, I think, for this situation.
I'm going to go with
I don't believe we've met.
It's Kate.
The thing
Kate.
Kind of twists its head round without turning round. It's just its head... turns round.
Oh, I turn round.
I'm basically backing up.
It vomits unspeakable ichor.
Hallucinations.
And screeches, time to die, Coxie.
No, don't
sanity roll, Ophelia, please.
Oh. Okay.
I'm
70, I don't think it is. No, there we are, fail.
You lose 2 points of sanity.
Okay.
There is no response from the bridge.
Okay, I'll hang up. Ophelia is obviously hallucinating from that the
Definitely.
Reaction.
Let's have another medicine roll. Dr. Crippin.
Yep, I make my medicine roll. 75. Still under my medicine. Still under my first aid.
Ergotism.
Yep.
Springs to your mind. Really rare. No one ever gets it. But now you think about it, you did take on a load of bread from Port Stanley.
Oh, bollocks. Okay.
Everyone ate the bread.
Mm-mm. Did I?
You did, but maybe you got a bit that didn't have some of the...
Okay.
Get that purgative down.
And on that sort of bombshell, you start to think of all the clanging and clonking you're hearing. You will know at this point, Dr. Crippin, ergotism. I will point out at this point, this is cinematic ergotism and not how ergotism actually works. People are likely to progress from nausea, diarrhea, dizziness, hallucinations, probably homicidal rage.
Yeah, I know.
Unconsciousness. And death.
Death. How do you treat it?
You are racking your brains. It's hard because there's a weird, slightly... Ophelia isn't being aggressive currently, but you're worried that she might get that way.
I've found a cure if it's any help.
It's
me too.
Really uncommon. Now you know that. Does your doctor know that? Let's have a...
I actually know it's nitroglycerin.
It kills most things.
I'm
going to
give you an idea roll because that's pretty quick off the mark.
It's just one of those things that I've just picked up. 64 for my idea, which is below my 75.
Okay. It pings into your head. Nitroglycerin. You have got some sodium nitroprusside fluid in the medical cabinet in case anyone has a heart attack and needs... vasodilation, okay. That sort of thing. It's probably going to need to be an infusion.
Well, like a herbal tea or something.
Yes, just like that, yes.
Okay. Yeah, just suck a stick of dynamite.
Ophelia, the frog, leers evilly at you and licks its lips.
I go to the cupboard. I don't. I go to the cupboard and get out what I need.
I'm basically backing away into the court. I mean, I'm yeah, not a fighter. This isn't my...
wheelhouse, no, still up.
I am also going to do the first thing, which is to check how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Because I ate the same as everybody else.
Position, heal thyself.
Yeah.
You can make a medical roll, if you like.
Because if there's any chance I'm going to get it, I'm going to treat myself first. 13.
Yeah, no. You would have shown symptoms by now. It's
right,
been
okay.
Long enough. You've been lucky.
Okay.
But if Ophelia's coxing up, everyone was at that party.
Shit. Right, okay.
At this point, the phone starts buzzing behind you.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Captain Crunch suddenly...
I'll go up to the bridge.
...huddled over the unconscious but not dead body of Dr. Yates.
Yep, I'm heading up to the bridge.
Okay. You pull yourself off the railing to move round to the side of the bridge and start clambering up the ladder. Whereupon, let's have a spot him. It's ironic that you're shit at this because you're really good at hiding.
So he's not good at hide and seek.
36, and I've got a spot hidden. It's probably going to be 25, isn't
it's
it?
It's generally fairly easy to spot the enemy because they're shooting at you.
Bollocks. Roll the 36, but I've only got 30 in okay. spot hidden. So I guess I'm not looking up for some reason.
Well, it's not. The problem is you are looking up, which is why Captain Warncliffe can leap at you from the side. He yells as his
Captain Warncliffe, I was just coming to see you.
Falls off and he leaps at you across the deck, attempting to grapple your knees.
Well, if you're not got your hat on anymore, you know, a fucking captain, come here. Have at you.
Why did I pick grapple?
I don't know, but let's go for it. Come on, let's grapple.
Okay.
He's out of his tiny mind and basically
clangs into your knees because you're made of metal. Somehow.
Yes, because I was injured in the Falklands and I came back with steel knees.
He's trying to pull you over. Are you going to beat him off?
I'm going to grapple and get him in an arm lock from behind.
Okay. Let's have a grapple roll.
And I roll 26. I've got a grapple of 60.
Okay. You get him no where you want him.
Spin him over. Arm up his back.
Both arms.
Arms up his back.
And
he's struggling and foaming like a bastard.
Right,
let's
okay.
have a strength, a post-strength
like
roll.
A toilet cleaner? I mean, strength roll, okay, certainly.
Foaming like one of those volcano things that's got bicarbonate of soda in that kind of spurts, like
it's
ejaculates
pithy, is it,
red kind of lava.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll roll.
Okay, yeah, you roll. What's your strength?
My strength is 17. I've rolled a 15, if that's any help.
You are. You have him at your submission. He's clamping down on his pipe, which is still
trying to smoke his pipe.
That's the most realistic thing about this. There's no way he'd let his pipe go. But it may cost him a few teeth, because I'm going to start ramming his head into the deck.
Well, okay. You're going to beat him into unconsciousness.
Yeah.
I think you've got him where you want him. Basically, you can just bang his head into the floor. I think let's just have a damage roll.
Unconscious now? No? Okay. That's a 3 and a 4. 7 points.
Oh, goodness. Okay, let's have a con roll for the old captain.
The old sea dog.
Bong! Thunk. It's the non-medical way of sedating someone, but it
right.
seems to work.
Is anybody actually at the wheel?
Well, this was as you were getting on the ladder to head up to the bridge.
Yeah.
So he kind of leapt.
In that case,
so you are
let's
heading
get
up to the bridge.
It has occurred to me that possibly somebody who may have been at the wheel now two people have leapt at me, they may not be there. So I think I need to...
It's possible. We will just wrap up this session with a final bit of action from Oliver and Shandy. Shandy, you are... What are you doing? Are you sort of holding the door in front of you and cowering behind it?
Well, I was. I was pushed back by it.
Yeah.
So, has... what's his face now stepped out?
Yes. It was Bill. Stepped out into the corridor. You think... you can see his feet under the door.
Yeah. Then...
And Oliver, what's your plan? You see Oliver step
and
out.
I heard Oliver appearing, so in that case I would like to ram
heard
the door.
Oliver? What, are you a collie? Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Sorry.
Yeah, because you said Oreo Rhea.
You almost certainly act first because I got Dex 8.
Then I would like to slam the door into the back of Bill to throw him off balance.
Okay, you hear Oliver shout, "Over here!" And Bill starts to charge towards Oliver. Do you have door attack skill?
Yes, 85.
Let's have Dex times 5.
Okay. Yes.
Do you have a damage bonus, Shandy?
Yes.
Oh, bloody hell.
I've got to get a D4 out now.
A heavy metal door slamming into someone. I think that's a D6, probably.
I would suggest it's going to be probably at least similar to a club.
Yeah. Which is a D6.
Which is a D6 plus your strength.
That's 5. Having rolled poorly on my D6.
It's still a... Con check 04. Okay. There is a thud and a slightly unpleasantly gristly squish. And the door kind of bounces back. And
that's
Bill,
when I hit him with the wrench.
Bill tries to charge up the stairs and then is you've got the height advantage. Despite your low dex, I'm going to give you an attack first, Oliver, because you are way above him.
Fair
and
enough.
And so he just can't get to you quickly enough.
That will be a success. Not an amazing one, but a success.
I think, again, a D6.
Yep, I actually have a club on my list.
You were meant to be the chosen one, you scaly cunt.
That will be 7 points.
Okay. Have you ever killed anyone before, Oliver?
Not according to the judge.
Okay. Well, you have now. He sort of charges towards you. You swing your wrench down right onto his head, and it crunches in an extremely unpleasant manner, in a way that is like, okay, that's not survivable. His head kind of
falls down the stairs.
Kind of splits in half and caves in, and he falls back down the stairs, staring at you in an unblinking fashion, on the unmistakable manner of someone who's just been killed by a wench. Not a wench.
Well, I mean, it was mostly Ollie, to be fair.
And we will finish this session, because it's called Cthulhu, with a sand roll for poor Oliver.
Yeah, that's fair enough, man. There's my starting sand. Yeah, no problem. No problem.
It's fine. That's what you expect. It's just like a piece of hardware. You just need to turn him off and on again.
Pretty sure you just turned him off and you can't turn him back on again.
Well, that would be the doctor's bally wheel. All right, we'll leave it at that. It's 9:30.
Wow.
Well done for not
frothing
dying.
Semen all over the deck.
Yeah.
I've seen worse down Camberwell Nick on a Saturday night.
So this adventure then, essentially you can fail to get involved in the mystery, fail to either apply or get
qualified
knocked back,
qualified
to get on the thing.
Death.
And then even if you get there, you might pretty much immediately come down with a poisoning that leaves you... Right, okay.
It's a bit rough, isn't it? Guys are unfortunately a bit...
I just thought we had a good reputation.
It's not that strong a poison, but somehow the rest of the ship goes down with it. But
yeah, it's a long-term poisoning thing, isn't it, Ergo?
I mean, Ergo doesn't... there's chronic and there's acute. This is kind of a mixture. This is not how ergotism works in real life.
No, it's not.
But
you shock me.
It's basically poison...
All poisons are almost instantaneous, Nick.
It's the fact that it's nitroglycerin. You use nitroglycerin to fix it.
Now,
The
fun bit is you haven't got a ton of nitroglycerin. You've got enough to cure one person.
I would hope we have not got a ton of nitroglycerin on board, Nick, if I'm entirely honest with you.
There's something else you can use as well that's not nitroglycerin. I just don't know what it is.
Does anyone have demolition above a one?
Yeah.
A wrench appears to do the trick.
Well, it can, but
basically sedate someone until the convulsions have passed and hope that it will clear up.
Well, you try and neutralise the alkaloids, don't you, basically?
Yeah, which is what nitroglycerin is very good at.
Yeah, it's a vasodilator.
Correct, because the reason you die is because your hands and feet fall off because of the vasoconstriction. Anyway, that's not how this is working. Basically, everyone's going to turn into a homicidal bastard and try and kill you. Because
they're all going to get hallucinations and things.
Yeah. The same, very specific hallucinations,
Well,
that's how hallucinations work.
Maybe that is the mysterious and malign influence of an...
Maybe it's not a hallucination. You don't know.
Maybe we're peeling.
Yes.
You will see beyond the veil into the aquatic shittery beyond.
All right. Well... See
have
you.
The tickets ready for the attendant, please.
Next week.
See you next Tuesday.
I do apologise for my lack of preparedness for that.
No, that's fine. I thought the improvisational swearing was top notch.
Yeah.
I do like to drop in a C-bomb if I can't think of anything else to do. So
as did our good doctor. Don't think I didn't spot it, young lady. Excellent job,
though. Well done for not being dead yet, because I've still got a bit of adventure left. There's probably two sessions left.
Good Lord,
given you guys.
And then there's the trial.
Yeah, I wouldn't be expecting these characters to feature in another adventure. But you never know. You may be.
Right, fabulous. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And see you all soon. Have a good night.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.